Hello, and we are back. Let's see. Waiting for a few more people. Settle in. Okay, now we're all here. So, how are we since the break? Anything come up for you? So, only a few people have spoken, so I'm wondering what's going on with those of you who haven't. So, if you could, share in the conversation.
This is Tiffany.
Hi.
I'll share a couple things. At the end of our morning session, not quite sure how to describe it. At one point, many years ago now, trauma was brought up, and I was very angry at some people that were involved. I wasn't saying I felt were involved, but I think it's okay to say that were involved. And counseling and otherwise, I've worked through a lot of that, but it was an interesting our discussion sort of. How do I put it? I brought up that anger again, but I didn't feel angry. It was kind of the sense of anger, but a little distant. If it was like it was almost like removed from me. And so I'm not sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, or maybe I don't have to label it, but it was kind of odd to have. It was a whole different experience of that same anger. I don't know how to put it. I didn't feel it in my body, but it was still there. Does that make sense?
It does. So these kinds of experiences, everything, every experience we have, every thought we have exists in the field. Not just our body, but the emotional field, the mental field, the astral, etheric, it's all there. It never go it's an imprint. Okay.
Okay.
And whether that imprint has a charge or not depends on the intensity of it, the layers of healing and integration you've done around it. So let's say I'm working with you in an individual session, and I say that, oh, you know what, the guides are pointing out something that has been sitting there that we want to do more clearing on, right? So if it's sitting there in the field and it's dormant, it's either not time for it to come up or it's been cleared enough that it's not having a big impact, or you know, it's time to be blessed and have a clearing on it. So everything that we've experienced will always be there. And in fact, there's much, you know, there all our experiences are there. It's just whether we remember them or not. And they're on every dimension. So the fact that you had that come up, but you weren't triggered as much. Could I say it that way?
Yeah, it was like I had pretty much no reaction, but I knew it was anger.
Okay. So it wasn't being brought up to do anything further with, because it was just kind of quiet. But it's okay that it's there. Every experience we have to be able to come to terms with, which our culture doesn't do. And so it came up, it let you know that it's been written in the book of your life, and you didn't have to do anything with it at that time. It was just there to teach you that it happened, and you have some kind of current relationship with it that doesn't need any further processing or healing or release. So accepting that it's all there is the big part. Rather than suppressing a memory, ignoring it, not owning it, and not settling with it is what creates the heavy energy and can compound the potency of it.
Okay, I'm letting that sink in. And
Yeah, good.
the I guess when I started thinking on it maybe too much, my concern was if I'm not reacting to something that's previously made me angry, am I not dealing with it, or like am I stuffing it down? Because that's definitely been a pattern in my life. But I guess the difference being you can kind of feel that start to come up and then you stop it versus just not being there. Does that make sense? Okay. Not sure where I'm going with this, but I find it interesting too, because that same event that brought up this piece. There was more involved, and I've had some interesting, I'll say clearing and reframing of that recently too. So I'm kind of just putting all that together, maybe, or that's settling in together, I guess is how I'd say it.
Can you sense some light around that whole collection of experiences? Like it's lighter.
I mean, to name it, there was a whole lot around the birth of my son, and that's kind of the if we had to put it into this one event, past things coming up and things that happened with that.
And no wonder it came up given what we were working with, right? And so that all makes perfect sense. There's so much that we've experienced that we haven't been able to own. And so as memories come up and as things come up in our different states of consciousness, having the base of grounding and that connection to Mother Earth allows those experiences and the memories of the experience to clear the trauma, but also to be able to own it as your experience. And there's a power in owning the experience. It's part of your path on life. And where is it taking you to once you own it, once you take it in as yours, process it, integrate it? Where does it take you? Can you feel how, Tiffany, that there's very little resistance to it now, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Freeing, nice, lighter.
So I would imagine it would be haunting you less and less. Because I'm not seeing the resistance to it. And it's allowing the energy of the experience, the energy of your being to come into a harmonic flow. And that really is what healing is. Especially for an emotional piece like that. There you go. So this actually connects to what the next thing we're bringing up is, and that is the ability to resonate. The accessibility to be tuned. So if you go to tune a guitar and the string is too tight, it'll break. If it's too loose, it won't get into tune. And so a lot of this that we do during a retreat is to bring your field and your mind body emotions into a state that can resonate to receive and be tuned by the new energies. And that actually takes a lot. It takes time, it takes a lot of release and clearing. And so, any areas that feel tight, whether they're mental, emotional, or physical, will resist the attunement. And so that's why we were guided into opening up and clearing that whole root and second chakra area that is usually deeply hardened and resistant to anything. But in order to receive and integrate the energies that are coming in with the solstice, we have to be resonant, open, fluid in a way that allows these energies to tune us. And a lot of that resistance is hidden. It's below the level of awareness. And a lot of it is very cultural and ingrained from even thousands of years of cultural patterns. And particularly with these new energies, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel of the hidden material that would prevent resonance with the new energies. There's a lot of energy coming in right now. So settle into your grounding. There's a very powerful presence coming into the circle. And this presence is clearing thousands of years of programming and pattern and structure, all on vibrational level. Again, don't look for a result right now. Relax into your space. This is very powerful energy, clearing the foundations of the old paradigm. Dissolving. And dissolving the substructure on multiple domains. So while this is happening, why don't we greet Mother Earth, the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, spirit of the water. Spirit of the fire. Spirit of the air. Spirit of the ether. And the elements are attuning us to be in harmony with their essence. While the greater powerful force is also ceremonially participating in the dissolving of the foundation of the old paradigm. This is a real experience of a change of cycles. Solstices and equinoxes are truly profound, transformational times. Very profound cosmic ceremonies. So it's might even be hard to believe that you're a participant in something so grand and so potent on a cosmic level. And throughout the ages, there have been times when it's been celebrated in order to harness the power personally. Or to create ceremonial conditions where you gather people into a space where you can actually limit their consciousness rather than expand it. Right now, they're going through a clearing of the distorted ceremonies around the solstices and the equinoxes. Apparently, that is a earthly energy that needs to be cleared. So many of the traditions and religions, political structures gathered people in order to control them, use them, manipulate. And constrict their inner growth. And this is along that wave of distortion that created pain and discomfort from the dimensions beyond. And as they're opening this up, it's if something's woven into your field, the way they show it to me is it's like opening up the weaving and taking out the thread that caused the issue and reweaving the fabric of our fields. And so this is very subtle, but it's going on right now. And again, don't look for a result. You'll know it over time. But we're also not used to participating in something or having access to something that impacts the planetary consciousness so deeply. That any person or group that was be tuning into the solstice energy this weekend would have the ability to tune to this and participate in this deep, deep healing of pain and suffering. And there will be several layers of this. And we're used to the story of the quote priesthood being the ones that participate on this level, and that they're the elite, and that we wouldn't qualify to participate in this depth of ceremony, and that is an illusion perpetuated by distorted use of power. We do. Each one of us has access to leading a life that is ceremonial and deeply impactful for the planet and humanity. So we are participating with a great consciousness here. And this is one ceremony among several on the path of this transition. And the earthquakes and volcanoes are that have been having experienced on the physical earth are representative of the explosive cracks in the field level of these old patterns. This is ceremony. We're being brought into the next dimension of frequency where we're collaborating with the next level of intelligence that is engaging in this disillusion. Let yourself expand as comfortably as you can, letting go of thoughts. It's almost like a dream state. A sea of light. Feel the energy in your hands and feet, throughout your body. And your third eye and crown could be activating a lot now. And the heart. The foundation of the masculine dominated power structure is being dismantled throughout the entire planet, and all the sacred sites that were aligned with that. We're coming out of that phase of the cycle. Just gently allow your being to surface in slow time, nothing quick. So we're in a very deep process now. I'll get the words. The pyramids in Egypt have always been overpowering or frequency that determined or participated in the frequency of the planet. And we just participated in a shift that occurred with the frequency of the pyramids in Egypt. That cleared a whole pattern of abuse of power and darkness that had been ceremonially infused there. So the pyramids are much older than historians will agree to, but at some point in the last 5,000 years, they were co-opted by this distorted energy, not entirely. But partially. And as we sat here in silence, we were part of a great gathering of winged beings that were shifting the frequency of the pyramid site. I know this all might sound strange. It does to me too, but it's what I was shown. So, again, I'm always surprised that our little group or that we could be attuned to such profound planetary ceremony. But many groups are involved. And it's all for the good. And that was only one layer that was cleared. There will be more. And this is the type of ceremony that's available at a solstice or an equinox. But it has been a lost art to most of humanity, which will now have a chance to resurrect. Does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Given that I was so deeply taken in there, I'm not sure where the rest of our group is. I just would like a few check-ins.
Sarah, when you introduced the great being, my entire being and heart space just ballooned open. And I just couldn't, I just was, wow, that's kind of all I can say right now.
That's just perfect, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Cindy. Exactly the same experience. When the being came in, I started to warm up. I didn't get real hot, but I warmed up and I felt a very soft heart opening. And then the whole meditation was very, very, very deep. I'm still quite in it.
Good.
So, yeah. So.
Thank you. So why don't we take our break now? We'll come back in 10 minutes at 4 o'clock my time and continue. So don't hang up and take a little break or stay in the state that you are in, staying with your presence. See you in 10 minutes.